really entirely meritocratic. Meritocracies may be fairer and more efficient than some alternatives. But are they fair in an absolute sense? Think about it. A meritocracy is a system in which the people who are the luckiest in their health and genetic endowment, luckiest in terms of family support, encouragement, and probably income, luckiest in their educational and career opportunities, and luckiest in so many other ways difficult to enumerate, those are the folks who reap the largest rewards. The only way for even a putative meritocracy to hope to pass ethical muster, to be considered fair, is if those who are the luckiest in all of those respects also have the greatest responsibility to work hard, to contribute to the betterment of the world, and to share their luck with others. As the Gospel of Luke says, and I'm sure my rabbi will forgive me for quoting the New Testament in a good cause, from everyone to whom much has been given, much will be required, and from the one to whom much has been entrusted, even more will be demanded. It's kind of like grading on the curve. 4. Who is worthy of admiration? The admonition from Luke, which is shared by most ethical and philosophical traditions, by the way, helps with this question as well. Those most worthy of admiration are those who have made the best use of their advantages or alternatively coped most courageously with their adversities. I think most of us would agree that people who have, say,